Wrigley Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. And now here with music on records is Howard Miller.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Ed Joyce. Friendly old wit of WBBM and CBS. Friendly old philosopher. Old, he's probably about 23 or 24 now. He's only got a couple to go. This is Howard Miller from Chicago. Star-studded last night and out today, of course. It's cool and delightful right in the shores of Lake Michigan. And we're going to see how it is in California in a very few moments because we're going to have the exciting experience of traveling to the home of Miss Patty Andrews, one of the great stars of show business, who is waiting for us in Encino, California. She'll be talking to you about her great career now, which has begun as a single performer, and you'll be hearing Patty's newest record. In the meantime, for the Wrigley people, let's listen to a new record by Mr. Jerry Vale. You heard it before. Jerry introduced it on this series of broadcasts a couple of weeks ago, and it bears repetition because it's a good one. Jerry Vale with Heaven Came Down to Earth.
At the heavenly stars, and I dreamed of a rocket to Mars. Then I looked in your eyes, and they dimmed out the skies. Heaven came down to earth. I've been thrilled by the glow of the sun. Trip to the moon would be fun, but the touch of your lips hit me like an eclipse. Heaven came down to earth. I didn't know just what it was I wanted. I kept on reaching for the moon and sun. But when I held you in my arms, I trembled. Heaven and earth were one. I saw magic as I looked above. There is nothing as magic is love. Then you answered my prayer, 'cause when I saw you there, heaven came down to earth. My prayer, 'cause when I saw you there, heaven came down to earth into my arms. Heaven came down to earth.
Oh, they let that drummer go absolutely crazy in the last two bars there, didn't they? That's a fine record with a built-in beat being done by Jerry Vale on Columbia called Heaven Came Down to Earth. If I may, please, before we go out and talk to Patty Andrews in California, I want to make a suggestion to you gals, you mothers and wives who pack lunch baskets or lunch buckets for husbands who might be construction workers or just downtown workers who don't like to go out to luncheon. Now, a special treat for Pop in the lunchbox tomorrow. Along with all the delicious sandwiches that you pack in and the apples and the oranges, fruit of all sorts, you want to do Pop a great big favor? You slip in a couple of sticks of Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. And when Dad tops off the other good things that you've preferred for him, he'll be doubly pleased when he sees healthful and delicious Wrigley Spearmint. It leaves all the afternoon tension, after luncheon tension, keep his mouth fresh and his teeth clean. Now you try it because it's always delightful and refreshing. Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum, we know that you like it too. And Pop, even more. Well, out in Encino, California, And I know very little about California geography, so Patty Andrews has to tell me where that is geographically in respect to Los Angeles. Is this great star of the show world, a young lady who we're going to have the privilege of having at the Shea Puri in Chicago before very long? And Patty, as you know now, is a celebrated star as a single performer on Capitol Records. Patty, how's the weather out in California?
It's beautiful today.
You sound like you're working for the Chamber of Commerce. It really is a nice day. It's only 8:45 in the morning out there, isn't it?
It sure is. Only 8:45, and it's really a lovely day today. It's nice and cool and clear, and so far the smog hasn't started to settle in.
I hope it doesn't. Patty, how far are you from Los Angeles proper?
Oh, I imagine I'm about 27 miles from the downtown district of Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. Actually, Los Angeles begins really at the Canadian border and goes to Tijuana, doesn't it?
No, almost. Not quite.
Patty, of course, your first great name and fame came as a member of a sister trio, which actually began the rush and rash of multiple voice groups. How are Maxine and Laverne, and where are they now?
Oh, they're just wonderful. In fact, Maxine was in Europe for about 3.5 months. Having herself a little ball, she traveled all over, and she came home for about 3 weeks, and now she's in New York City.
Uh-huh.
And Laverne is home, in her home. She lives in West Los Angeles. It's called Brentwood.
So you kids get a chance to see each other every so often.
Oh, sure we do.
Well, now, when the act first began, who was the guiding genius? Who was the spark behind it? Were you just three young girls who started singing around the household and decided to make a buck off of the careers, or did somebody actually hear a sound in your voice and decide to build an act?
No, we used to sing in kiddie reviews back in Minneapolis, Minnesota. That's where the three of us were born.
Uh-huh.
And it was while we were in a kiddie review during the summer vacation, and this man who was the headliner of the bill of the Orpheum Theater heard us sing and asked our mother if he could take us into the business professionally.
Uh-huh.
And so my mother got permission from the school board and everything. We started out as really kids.
Yes.
And we got a taste of the business professionally. We loved it so much that we just decided to stay into it.
Huh? Well, I know it's been said frequently and without error, Patty, that the Andrews sisters made and sold more records than any other recording act in the entire business throughout the history of the industry. Have you any idea approximately how many records the Andrews sisters sold?
Well, up to about 2 years ago, I think we sold something like 50 million records.
50 million records?
Uh-huh.
Well, this must be tops, of course, throughout the entire age of records, because I'm sure that no one performer's ever sold anywhere near that many records. Well, now, Patty, of course, there's a new excitement on the horizon for you in show business, because the act of the Andrews sisters having broken up, you now are out as a single and doing a splendid job, first as an artist on the Capitol Record Company and as a single performer in the clubs and the theaters. Tell me a little bit about that plan. Who's building your act for you?
Well, Howard, I work with my husband. And his name is Walter Weschler, and the two of us sort of sit down and we try to work things out. And my husband writes all my special material,
uh-huh.
And he's also plays the piano for me and arranges everything. In fact, I really think he's the one who's responsible for everything.
Yes.
I do just the singing, and he does all the actual work.
Uh-huh. I suppose your impending engagement at the Shea Puri means all new gowns, things of that sort. Have the modistes and the dressmakers been in there for the last couple of weeks?
They sure have. In fact, I consider myself very, very fortunate because Mr. Mitchell Lyson, who is one of the best as far as directors are concerned over at Paramount, he designed my gowns, and he's making up these three beautiful gowns that I'm going to wear at the Shea Puri in Chicago.
Yes. Patty, I hope I don't sound too mundane or too commercial, maybe even too maudlin, but I know a lot of ladies listening to our broadcast would probably be interested in knowing how much a performer like yourself has to spend for a gown when you appear at the Shea Puri. I think this will probably take the edge off the bill that they get from their dressmaker and that hubby has to pay. What ordinarily does a singing star have to pay for a gown for professional purposes?
Well, the gowns usually range from about $750 to about $1,200 or $1,500.
For each dress?
For each gown.
Well, now, I purposely wanted to ask that so you mothers could go to Pop tomorrow and get an extra $50 for a little house dress for yourself.
And
anything after that would sound easy to a husband.
I'll tell you something, too. You can tell them that a pup, you know, throws a little scream up there. I don't blame him because you should hear my husband yell.
At $1,500 a copy, I don't blame Walt Weschler, believe me. Well, now, Patty, this career of yours is a real exciting one. You've got such a charming voice, and the sound comes through that's undeniably one of the greatest in the industry. I heard it on this record, and I want the world to listen to it. Patty Andrews, a new Capitol recording called Where To, My Love.
Where to, my love? Where do I go from you, my love? Now that you say we're through, my love. Where to? North, east, or west? Where can my heart forget the best? Where can I go to dream the rest? Where to? I've got to leave this town. Too many memories hanging round. Too many memories get you down. When you come to the end of the road, and so, my friend, we had a long hello, my friend. Now that the answer's no, my friend. Where to, where to? Where to, my love? And so, my friend, we had a long hello, my friend. Now that the answer's no, my friend. Where to, where to, and where do I go from you? Where to, my love?
Well, Patty Andrews, I sincerely hope that that begins your second 50 million of sales in the record industry. It's a wonderful record.
Oh, thank you very much, Howard.
Now, you and Walt will be driving out of California in the next couple of days, and you'll be opening here in Chicago at the Shea Prix on next Sunday, huh?
That's right, August 21st.
We'll certainly look forward to seeing you here. Patty, there's just one last question.
Yes, sir.
Do you ever, in the quiet and the sanctity of your own little home, ever pull out an Andrews sister record called Finder, Bis Duchesne, and listen?
I sure do.
So do I. So we'll look forward to listening to you in person when you come here to the Shea, and thank you so very, very much for being a part of our Wrigley show today.
Oh, Howard, I've loved it. You just don't know how thrilled I've been.
Thank you.
Thank you, honey.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Patty Andrews, who, of course, was speaking from her home in Encino, California, and one of the things that we didn't have a chance to develop, that one of Patty's very first sponsors in the world of radio was the Wrigley Company. And now, here a few years later, we're talking to Patty, one of the great stars of the Wrigley people. Till we see you tomorrow at the same time for Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum, please try it, Mother. I know the entire family will enjoy it. This is Howard Miller saying thanks and goodbye for now.
You've just heard The Howard Miller Show, with music on records brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Be sure and join Howard Miller tomorrow at this same time, when his guest will be the Four Tunes from the Dunes Hotel in Las Vegas. This is the CBS Radio Network.